today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Get to bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, in here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy them. freetalklive.com. So, we got a lot to talk about tonight, as always. Video game laws in the news, and it's not good. We're going to get to that, plus whatever is, again, on your mind. It is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll free line for you. But let's start with seniors. Now, I know we don't have a lot of seniors in our listening audience. We've seen our demographics.
Well, we could have more than what our demographics show, but...
Yeah. It's true. On the radio, I would say probably our radio listeners, we have more than we do our
internet. And we've certainly had plenty of them that have called in. Over the years, as
that's,
it were.
That's true. But nonetheless, it's still important to talk about because I think everybody would like to become a senior at some point.
It beats the alternative.
You mean death?
Yes, yeah. That would be the only alternative.
So in that case, let's talk about seniors and their love lives. I know some people are going to get very uncomfortable by this. People don't like to think about what it's like when grandma and grandpa, you know, do grandma and grandpa actually have sex with one another? Some people like to just want to completely avoid this topic. And I think it's important. In fact, it's actually pretty critical for today's seniors. According to ABC News, at the Pinole Senior Center in Northern California, there are lots of gray-haired folks huddled around the computer these days. Now, contrary to expectation, they're not there to learn how to email their more tech-savvy grandchildren. No, these grandmas and grandpas are looking for love on the Internet.
Wow.
Yes, Betty Plyke, a 75-year-old widow, is open to the possibilities of Internet dating. She says she couldn't imagine her grandmother searching for the web for a beau, but this generation is different.
Really?
She says, I think we just want to get out and go. We don't want to sit back in the rocking chair. We want to spread our wings still at this age. You know what? I think that's great.
How old is she?
75.
75. I would say that a lot of people in her generation want to just, you know,
sit back and rot. Right.
But, God bless her.
Yes.
Get out there and find somebody. I have known plenty of people that have gotten boyfriends and girlfriends. I hesitate to use that term. In their 70s and 80s.
You're never too late to have a companion.
Right. Companionship's good. And,
right.
And when you're 70 or 80, it's probably best to look for 70 or 80-year-olds.
The online dating class is taught by Connie Acton and her boyfriend of 8 years, Tom Bowie. Connie is 74 and Tom is 70. They met when he attended her basic computer class. Quote, I remember when I was a kid and I looked at my mother, she remarried when she was 49, and I thought, what for? You're 49, you're almost dead. Now I'm looking at her and thinking, she was a kid almost at 49. With their full, active, and busy lives, today's older adults want a partner to share it with. That also means having a robust sex life well into their 70s, 80s, and even 90s. So this article sort of starts out touching on, now see, that's so silly, Mark. Someday you're going to be old and wrinkled.
Yeah.
And I hope you don't think if when it comes to yourself at that point. You're just going to have to come to terms with it.
I suspect I won't. But I don't know.
The article's
what will I think about my partner?
I don't know. You're going to have to get over it, my man.
I guess
of course,
you
if you're wealthy enough and you are an international playboy at that point, then your partner could be any age you'd like.
Anna Nicole Smith will be knocking at my door.
So the article is two parts. It starts out just sort of touching on internet dating for older people, and I think that's very interesting. That there's certainly amongst older people, there's the people that are like Larry King that have never used the internet for real.
Mm-hmm.
Larry King admitted it on his show not too long ago. Never. How can you be a talk show host in this day and age and never have logged on to the internet? It's amazing. So there's people like him that are just the total Luddites. They're just going to rot away and not actually create any new synapses, any new connections in their brains as their remaining years in life wear on.
I think he might be challenging himself a little bit, Larry King. Maybe a little. But I don't know. Maybe he just reads.
Maybe he's just going through the motions.
Questions.
Yeah.
Right. So.
So, the color blue. How do you feel? And then there's, so you've got this, I think it's great that there's these older generation, there's the people that are the Luddites, and then there's these people that are looking into new opportunities, new venues in life, and I've met some older folks that are really into the internet, and I think it's really great. I mean, gosh, what else do you have to do?
Well, I think that it beats the heck out of singles organizations in a lot of ways. Maybe. I don't know. What the hell do I know? I've never used either, so.
Well, it's a great way to exclude all of the Luddites from your dating possibilities. You at least know you're going to get somebody who has the capability to turn on a computer and click online to a few websites.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, going on about sex in your 70s, 80s, and even 90s, it also means confronting a very harsh reality of the modern world, of course, sexually transmitted diseases. Not that these weren't around hundreds of years ago, but we just know more about them today. Dr. Hilda Hutcherson, an assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Columbia University, says, "I see older people who think sexually transmitted diseases are for the young. We don't get gonorrhea. We don't get chlamydia. We don't get HIV," her patients tell her. However, Dr. Hutcherson says that's a fallacy. Patients are often too shy to ask their doctors difficult sexual questions, so doctors need to ask them things directly. She says, for instance, "I say, how's your sex life?" and then waits for the answer. Now, that normalizes and makes it much easier for an older woman to say, for instance, "Well, there are some issues that I want to talk to you about." The author of What Your Mother Never Told You About Sex and a columnist who writes for Essence and Glamour magazines, Dr. Hutcherson, is blunt about asking her patients if they're practicing safe sex. It could save their lives. Statistics show that although the highest number of new HIV cases is in people in their 30s and 40s, there are now more patients being diagnosed in their 50s than in their 20s.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a very real issue.
Huh.
So once they're practicing safe sex, Dr. Hutcherson says it's time to make sure they're having enjoyable sex. Sex is lifelong, she says. You should never give up on something that is so important. And this is part of the message that I portrayed here on Free Talk Live, and that is that sex is not something to be afraid of. It's absolutely a healthy activity to be involved in, so long as you're doing it safely. In fact, it's absolutely something that should go on lifelong, if it can. It actually increases, it does good things for your body, sex does.
It does, absolutely. No doubt about it.
She says that surprises many older people who've been led to believe that their sex drive lessens or dies out later in life. It surprised Joan Price so much when she fell in love at age 57 that she was moved to write a book. It's titled, tellingly, Better Than I Ever Expected, Straight Talk About Sex After 60. The book's gone on to a second printing. So high is the demand for information from people in her generation. I mean, can you imagine, Mark? We've got one of the things I've complained about Americans and sex and parents and talking with kids about sex. If parents today aren't talking with their kids about sex, and I don't think most of them are, then parents three generations ago certainly weren't talking with their kids about sex. So it's no surprise that there's a total lack of knowledge, even amongst people in their 70s and 80s, about sex. It's amazing.
What in the world could you not know by your 70s or 80s about sex?
Well, it's also led to a blog in which middle-aged and older men and women write in for some straight talk about sex. Everything from when is too soon to become intimate with a new man after a spouse dies, to reclaiming sexuality after cancer. Now 63, Joan is a newlywed. She met her husband, Robert, when she took her line dancing class. The sex? She's happy to report that it's never been better. She says, "I had expected as a young person that old people, A, didn't have sex, or B, if they did, they didn't enjoy it because it was something that young people did," she says. "And then when I fell in love at age 57, I was amazed at how wonderful it was, not only being in love, but also our sex life. If anyone out there saying ick, like you, Mark, about older people having sex lives," Joan Price says, "just wait." And Dr. Hutcherson admonishes people.
Obviously, they win that one.
I mean, all in good time.
Right, that's... well, I guess you're right.
Unless, of course, they come up with a way to stop the aging process, but...
I don't think that it's going to... It's not going to come that quickly.
The transhumanists are busy out there working on it, but, yeah, it's going to take time. Finally, Dr. Hutcherson admonishes people to never give up on love or sex. Quote, "It should never, never be something you just lock in a closet and say, those days are over." Indeed. I agree. And looking forward to a long and happy sex life. And I wish that for absolutely everybody. And I don't think that you should give up just because your wife or your husband died and you're 70 years old and you think it's too late. I don't think it's ever too late.
You know, I guess when I think specifically about people being in love and having sex and that kind of thing, I'm happy for them. When I think generally about old people having sex, I'm just, you know, that's where I get repulsed. And mom. Mom should never have sex.
800-259-9231. Frank's on the line in New York City, wants to talk about old folks and their sexual lives, and your calls about whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Thursday edition. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version for your listening convenience, both completely free, like all of the features on our website. Freetalklive.com. Get registered now. for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Coming February 23rd through the 25th, Concord, New Hampshire, meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information to get registered. That again, FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Frank in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good, Frank.
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. A very interesting and sort of humorous and timely conversation. You know, I remember the first time I saw Bob Dole packing Viagra on television, selling it to the American people. I knew that America was on the cusp of some change. So in a sense, I think is with the technological innovations of Viagra and, you know, lots of wealth that the older generation seems to have, that all the economists are talking about, the next transfer of wealth generational over the next 10 or 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great for the seniors to go out and sort of enjoy their sexuality. As a matter of fact, as long as everyone's of the age of consent, you know, there's no difficulty. And I think, too, now with the sexual liberation, in a sense, that exists. I mean, you know, it's not just going to be the wealthy old men dating the young 20-somethings.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see a lot of older women with lots of money dating, you know, young, handsome 20- and 30-year-olds.
I suppose that's certainly a possibility.
Absolutely, especially in New York.
Liz Taylor's managed to pull it off, didn't she?
Pardon me?
Supposedly, Cher's got an insatiable appetite for young guys like you.
I don't know about that with Cher, but I do. Do you remember the episode on Sex and the City when Samantha was dating one of the real estate investors in Donald Trump's building?
I don't watch TV.
The episode where, you know, this guy was talking about swinging with the cats in Cuba and the jazz musicians and giving her lovely trinkets and things. He was, I think, 85. But he felt that he wanted to spend the last years of his life with her, at least the next 10 years, before he would, you know, give it up, in a sense. And it was pretty funny, the episode.
Do you feel like, Frank, that maybe the United States is on the cusp of some sort of a sexual revolution in a way that a differing way to look at sex as opposed to this sort of puritanical belief system that we've had up to this point?
I do, and I think the area of cultural studies over the last 20 years sort of brings that to the forefront. When we look at gender studies, whether it's heterosexual gender studies that have moved beyond zoology and biology into, you know, a more sociological vein, yes, I think there's a tremendous change regarding even, you know, the concept of the individual and sexuality and the practice of sexuality.
You can certainly see it over generation after generation. You know, Generation X, pretty sexualized, highly sexualized generation. I would say the upcoming generation, maybe even more so.
I think you're right about that, because in a sense, you know, the Eslon visionaries of the 1960s and 70s sort of transformed American culture in California. And what we see now is, in fact, even the constitution of the American family, you know, it's very different from the 1950s and 60s. I mean, we're looking at families whereby, you know, 48% of the children under 18 are living in single-family homes, you know, whether it's with divorce or whatever. So in a sense, you know, the breakdown of the patriarchal family is something that's been occurring over the last 20 years, but most...
I'm still concerned, though. I mean, I see the direction that the country's going in that it's certainly more highly sexualized, but I'm also concerned that at the same time there's not enough information out there. I think that a lot of people are sort of stumbling into sex. They were never taught anything by their parents, and I think that's why we're seeing a lot of STDs. I think that's why we're seeing a lot of sort of negative side effects of this.
You may be right about that, but if you look at the, you know, school curriculums in the grade schools and high schools from 1974 through the present, one area that they do cover is basically human reproduction with regard to the transmission of sexual diseases and things. But you know, it's interesting. The generation of seniors you're talking about never had that sex education in the school.
That's true.
Either had to learn it on their own or through their family or through their churches or whatever. So in a sense, you know, there's kind of, you know, it really maybe would show that, you know, people still have the the German word for the spirit of life?
Zeitgeist.
Not the Zeitgeist, no. That's the spirit of the age. Oh. But it would be more like a Vril kind of concept.
Zeitgeist is one of the only German words I know, that's why I threw it out there.
No, but it's good. What you're talking about is really a Zeitgeist for the new millennium. I mean, it's the it represents a point in time. You know, a specific point in time.
Indeed.
The spirit of the age.
I hope that we can embrace human sexuality instead of what we've been doing, and that is trying to repress it. And, Frank, thank you for the call. We certainly appreciate it. You know, Frank has got to be one of the most well-educated people.
He's a smart guy. No one can argue with that.
He knows something about everything. 800-259-9231.
It's not just knowing about it, it's delivery, too.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be able to deliver it in that fast, that special Frank fashion.
So, yes, if you've got comments on the sexuality of seniors or just Americans in general, where you think we're going down, what road are we going down? Is it a dangerous one? Is it one that we should have gone down maybe several decades ago? And where do you think we're going to end up? 800-259-9231, or bring up whatever's on your mind, like Mike in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Before I start, I just want to tell you, I got my T-shirts and bumper stickers today, and they're awesome.
Excellent. Glad you are satisfied. We have yet to... ours is sitting at the mailbox, but we haven't gone to get it yet, so we're still waiting to see it.
I'm on my way to a concert right now, and I can't wait to show it off.
Fantastic. Who are you going to see?
I'm going to see... you'll probably laugh at me, but I'm going to see Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band here in Chicago.
I don't know why I would laugh at that. He's a classic rocker, man.
Bab.
I get laughed at a lot for going in, but I don't care. I like it.
I don't make fun of other people for their musical choices. That's a silly thing to do. So what's on your mind tonight, Mike?
He teases me. Don't let him get away with that crap, let me tell you. The first thing he said when we got to town, he's like, hey, did you find yourself a soft AC station yet? it was like Ian's monthly zinger.
Well, that's because, you know, your favorite artist is like Sade or something like that.
I am fond of Sade. Yeah.
All right. So, Mike, what do you got, man? What's on your mind?
Because I'm a smooth operator.
I just found out the other day that my brother, who is a teenager, is a high schooler at a private high school, had his car down to the school parking lot, randomly searched by with a drug dog. Apparently, they bring this drug dog into this private school.
Oh, no.
And they go around, and they stepped on his truck, and they went and got him in class and pulled him out there and had him open up his car and start searching around it. And you know, that's bad enough. That can happen in a private public or whatever. What I was surprised is that my dad was not made aware that they were even doing this.
Well, you said it was a private school. I want to get a little more detail from you, if you would. Hang on, all right? 800-259-9231. You know, I suppose these things can happen at private schools. It's the first time I've heard of it. And I'm a little disappointed, and I hope his dad's disappointed as well, and I hope they do something about it. We'll find out here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN eco-goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big-box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow Patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, built-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you. That's 800-259-9231, Packet 8 Line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are free for you. The bulletin board system is included in that, and that's 140,000 posts for you to surf around through, as well as about 1,300 people interacting there. And there's various different topics to talk about, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all. BBS.freetalklive.com. That's BBS.freetalklive.com as we go back to the phones and back to the fun to Mike in Illinois. Now, Mike, you said your little brother, I guess, goes to a private high school, and the police called him out of class so he could go and open up his truck so they could search it with a drug dog.
That's correct. The way he told me, I don't have all the total information. I'm still getting him to get information to get to me about why this happened, but what he told me, he's sitting in class, the principal, the headmaster of this high school came and got him and told him that a drug dog had sniffed out his car after a presumed, random check of cars out in the school parking lot, pulled him out there, and they pulled him out here and had him open up his car and searched around in the car for drugs.
Did they find anything?
No, they did not.
That's good. This is outrageous. Now his dad, is he going to take any action on this, or does he support the police in this one?
His dad does not know about it yet because I'm working with my brother on this to get more information.
Mm-hmm.
But I do intend to tell him because I as a parent, got to know this stuff, especially sending your kid to the private school where you're hopefully, you think you
wouldn't have to deal with stuff like that.
Yeah, if I was the parent in this particular case, I would have a chat with whoever is in charge over there, the principal or headmaster or whatever they call them in private schools, dean.
Right.
I would have a chat with them and say, hey, look, man, look, I'm not paying $3,000 or $4,000
right.
a year.
So you can help the cops get give my kid a drug charge.
Yeah.
What the hell were
That's
you thinking
crazy.
About?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, parents are the best people qualified to be handling drug situations with their kids, to be punishing their kids. I mean, you know, if you punish your kid, you love them. You're going to give them mete out a punishment that's you know, that makes sense. Now, sometimes kids are out of control and it's difficult, but it doesn't sound like your brother was out of control, and they should not have been helping the police in this circumstance.
Yeah, that's a real shame. I'm curious as to what's going to happen here, so will you definitely keep us informed as to what goes down?
Absolutely. I'm still need to talk to my brother because I want to write every single step that happened down from his point of view, and I've also got some questions I'd like him to get the courage to go ask these people, and I'm going to... like I said, if my stepdad doesn't pursue it, I'm going to pursue it myself. But I just...
Well, there's only so much you can do. You aren't the one paying the bill.
I apologize. I don't have all the details, but I had to get this off my chest.
I got you. Mike, thank you, and let us know what happens. And good luck. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. The Pack a Day toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. I would be outraged as a parent. I'm somewhat outraged just being a talk show host.
Yeah, I mean, God, what were they thinking? I mean, I understand, you know, well, we have to cooperate with the law enforcement officers and...
No, I don't think you do have to cooperate with the law enforcement officers.
A lot of people feel that way. Mm-hmm. It's easier to cooperate with the law enforcement than to think for yourself.
I see what you mean.
And, you know, people consider it that, and, you know, drugs are bad and all that other stuff. But whoever made that decision, maybe they deserve one time to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But
never again.
They need to really think about this.
Yeah.
What you did was you just gave the police, or, you know, you just about turned over your client to the law enforcement over some stupid crap that should be handled by their family.
Absolutely. And if the cops
now,
had
if
found...
If you want to hire a drug dog to come to your school and sniff around in your parking lot, fine and dandy. But bringing law enforcement in there and getting ready to ruin people's lives over this crap? No.
Right, because I want to send
my money.
I want to send my kids there to learn, not have a shakedown.
Yeah.
Which is what that was. He should have been in class and stayed in class, not been called out, so he could have opened up the vehicle for these cops to run a dog through his car. What an embarrassing situation.
Right. I mean, and pointless.
800-259-9231.
Well,
the point would have been to catch the kids, and they probably caught some of them. I mean, I've known people at private schools, and there's a high incidence of drug use, just like there is at any other school. But they probably caught somebody, and in which case they were not going. I doubt it, if the cops were on the scene, that they were just going to give them a warning and call mommy and daddy. Those kids would have gone out of the school handcuffs.
Oh, there wasn't going to be a warning? Heck no. I mean, these cops are not hanging around here at this school running a drug dog through so that they can shake their finger and tell those bad little boys that they shouldn't be having drugs in their car.
Speaking of drugs and the cops, we've got an update on the 92-year-old woman that was shot to death by the police. A disturbing update. That's coming up, but first to Chris in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, on that last caller there about the school, you know, when I was in high school, to be able to drive your car to school and park in the lot, you had to have a sticker. And when you had that sticker, you signed a document that said your car was available for any types of searches and,
right,
you know, same with your lockers.
This is expected at a government school. I mean, when you're going to the government school, you essentially have to bend over for whatever silly rules they have. But this wasn't government school.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sure they got the cops around, and I would imagine if you asked the majority of the parents of those students, they would want, you know, anti-drug enforcement
maybe
going on there to keep. I think that
parents, if you ask them, do you want the other kids shaken down? Sure, they're going to say that. But when you start asking them, hey, do you want your kid shaken down? Do you want your kid to have the chance of going to jail? Because if we do it to your kid, we can do it to all the rest of the kids, but we can't do it to the rest of the kids unless we do it to your kid.
Right. Well, it's a different question to ask a parent Ma'am, would you like us to check your kids for drugs? Or, ma'am, would you like us to have your children arrested for drugs?
Right, no doubt. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then it goes back to the ridiculous argument, if you have nothing to hide, then why should you be worried about anything?
Sure.
Right? So, anyway, I wanted to talk about driving under the influence of, you name it, whatever. Wondering what you guys feel about that legally and criminally. Like, I guess it stems from, Ian, you made a comment last week that you don't think kids should take LSD and go out driving. And I tend to agree with you, but should that be enforced criminally?
I think that it's silly to enforce specific chemicals being in one's body while behind the wheel. I think that if somebody's in danger, if you're driving dangerously, that should be the issue. I don't think it should matter if you're on alcohol or on LSD or just tired. I mean, a lot of people, DWT, driving while tired, there's no charge for that, but it absolutely will put you in severe danger of an accident.
I think that this is one of the biggest issues that marijuana has to overcome in order to get legalized. Essentially, right now, you can't figure out whether somebody is stoned or not. Conclusively, I can tell you whether they are in some cases, but, not conclusively. And until they can, have at the very least, some kind of roadside test for whether or not somebody's stoned or not.
But that's not what we want, Mark. That's not a road we want to go down. We don't want to make it so, it's illegal to drive while stoned, it's illegal to drive while high, it's illegal to drive, etc., because then you have to have these invasive tests. Go on the facts, and the fact would be this person was weaving between the lanes. This person was driving very dangerously. That's all you should need. That should be it. Chris, how do you feel?
Well, I feel that I can get plastered and drive just fine. But the only reason I don't is because of the harsh penalties I may face. But then again, I don't want to be on roads filled with intoxicated people, whether they're high or drunk.
But if there was a harsh penalty for driving dangerously, that should handle the problem.
Well, like if your cell phone rings or you're flipping with the radio, you should...
If you're driving dangerously, that should be the issue, right? Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're completely free. Great way to support the show is to buy some Free Talk Live stuff. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and do some shopping. We've got Free Talk Live branded shirts and we've got hats, a variety of hats. Not just one type, but I think three different types of hats there, including like one of those beanie cap things.
Yeah. Scully.
Which we've yet to see. We've actually gotten a couple calls now from people, or I think we've got one call. I've gotten a few instant messages from people just raving about the quality of these items. We expected them to be very high quality. We hadn't actually seen them yet, so we sort of were crossing our fingers on it, but it turned out really, really well from what we've heard. Now, Mark, you and I have yet to see it. Hopefully we'll have ours by tomorrow night.
Yeah, I was supposed to bring them here, but I got kind of sidetracked. And
you just didn't pick up the package, so it's not like it's not like you've seen them and I haven't. Neither of us were in the dark. But they're still there. You can buy them store.freetalklive.com. We've also got other cool stuff like the Free Talk Live Free Marketeer flag, plus the DVD archive collections of Free Talk Live episodes from way, way back. It's all there at store.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Kevin in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kevin. Kevin in Utah. Kevin, going once. Kevin,
hello.
Going twice. Hello, Kevin.
How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
I was just wondering if I could see your guys' shoulder lane.
What's that mean? Shoulder lane? Shoulder lane? What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Have you ever heard that before?
No.
We have to hit the Urban Dictionary on that one. Let's find out.
I'm not even sure I have.
It sounds sexual. We'll find out.
Are you sure you have the spelling of that right?
I don't know.
Shoulder lane?
That's what the board op wrote. Shoulder lane.
Okay.
Anyway. 800-259-9231, according to theagitator.com, Radley Balco reporting on the 88-year-old woman. She was 92 when she was killed, but now apparently she's 88. Somebody got their facts wrong somewhere. Now I guess she's really 88. Anyway, you heard the story last week.
Okay.
We reported on it. A woman between the ages of 88 and 92 was shot and killed by the police during a drug raid. Now, the police claimed up and down that this was the right house, even though they didn't find anything more than a couple grams of marijuana or something like that. And this old lady's dead. Three cops were shot. She managed to shoot three cops before they took her out. And the police are outraged, and the people are outraged. But what's the real story here? Is there some facts that might have gone missing? As it turns out, there is. Or there are. The confidential informant, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, on whose word Atlanta police raided the house of an 88-year-old woman, is now saying that he never purchased drugs from her house and was told by police to lie and say that he did. Police Chief Richard Pennington said in a press conference Monday evening, said his department learned 2 days ago that the informant who'd been used reliably in the past by the narcotics unit denied providing information to officers about a drug deal at the location in Northwest Atlanta. Quote, the informant said he had no knowledge of going into that house and purchasing drugs, said Pennington. We don't know if he's telling the truth. The search warrant used by the Atlanta police to raid the house says that a confidential informant had bought crack cocaine at the residence using $50 in city funds several hours before the raid. In the document, officers said that the informant had told them the house had surveillance cameras and that the suspected drug dealer called Sam monitored those. Now, Sam was not present at the house when the raid went down. Just this old lady.
Okay.
Pennington on Monday evening said the informant told the Internal Affairs Unit that he did not tell officers that the house had surveillance equipment and that he was asked to lie. Now, Mr. Balco's comment. So, do you understand what's happened here yet, Mark? The police claimed that they raided this woman's house on a legitimate warrant, which was gleaned by the claim that they had had this informant go there and buy drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the informant is saying, I never did that. And the police asked me to lie for them.
Oh, my.
Not sure why her age changed, says Mr. Balco, but that's sort of besides the point. At this point, Atlanta police have no good options. They're screwed. Attack the informant's credibility and you admit that you conducted a high-risk, forced entry raid based entirely upon a tip from an informant that you now say is unreliable. You admit you did no corroborating investigation. You admit you didn't even send an officer to check to see if the informant was right about, for example, an external surveillance system. And all of this ineptitude led to the death of an innocent woman, not to mention to three officers getting wounded. And that's if the guy's lying about the cover-up, if he's telling the truth about the police asking him to lie. Now you're talking about a major league S-storm. If this guy's telling the truth, not only did the officers originally investigating this case lie, but the officers investigating after the shooting then lied to cover it up. That means you not only have corruption problems with your narcotics officers, but you also have corruption problems with your internal affairs unit, the cops who are supposed to be charged with investigating other officers.
Well, we've heard charges that there's just whole departments that are just messed up.
At the risk of sounding like an arrogant bastard, at this point, every assumption I made about this case at the outset has proven correct, and then some. But I didn't predict that there would be problems with the informant, that Johnston was innocent, and that the police would cover up their mistakes because I harbor a particular resentment for police or because I have some soft prognosticating superpower. I predicted these things because they fit the same pattern that I've observed in researching hundreds of these raids gone wrong. The pattern extends from shortcuts and pre-raid investigation to the post-raid butt covering, to the bunkering down and lack of transparency, to the tendency of police officers to look after their own, even when fellow officers' mistakes led to the death of an innocent person. I'll continue to offer my praise for Chief Pennington, who seems to be cleaning up the mess his subordinates created in his absence. Of course, that may have something to do with the fact that unlike the officers who work for him, Pennington faces some genuine accountability when it comes to how he does his job.
Because he's an elected official?
He's probably appointed, but it's closer than any of the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
We only know about Katherine Johnston because she had the audacity to defend her home against intruders. If this had been a conventional wrong door raid and she'd survived, I doubt we'd have even read about it. Powerless people like Katherine Johnston tend to be too embarrassed, frightened, or intimidated to come forward. We've seen this time and time again. After botched raid captures the media attention, dozens of people who've been similarly victimized then come forward to say that the same thing happened to them.
Sure.
They were just too fearful or intimidated to say anything. And I can imagine how intimidated you'd be after an encounter like that with the police.
Yeah, once there's a huge story that breaks, then you have the opportunity to sort of hide behind that and bolster the story, yeah.
It happened after the Spiro raid, it happened after the Aseline Williams raid, and it happened after the Ismail Mina raid. By conservative estimates, there are about 110 of these types of raids per day in America. The vast majority are for drug crimes. Think this was the only one conducted after shoddy police work? Think this was the only one conducted based solely upon the word of an informant? Think it's a pure coincidence that in the one raid that made national attention this week, we now learn that something went severely wrong in the investigation that led to it? Of course not. This is standard operating procedure. This is the way it's done in a huge number of jurisdictions across the country. Not all, but far too many. I've had police officers tell me raids are never launched based solely on the word of the informant. But this one was. I've had police officers tell me there's always extensive corroborating investigation to verify the address, house, and suspect. But not this time. I've had police officers tell me paramilitary raids are only conducted when the suspect is extremely dangerous and has a history of violent behavior.
Sure, that's the whole idea. And, you know, that seems like the most logical use of a paramilitary raid.
If you know he's armed and dangerous, etc.
But it logically will then go to, well, we don't know that he's not armed and dangerous, so let's do it.
That's how it goes.
You know, it just seems to me like a big waste of time in order to do these things, because can't you just stake out a place and say, all right, Ian, we know you're in there. Come on out. Well, the purpose of these raids is obviously to catch people with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine any other purpose for them.
I think they're to scare people, too.
Well, that no, too, but...
Not this time. I've had police officers tell me that they only target big suppliers with these raids, not small-time dealers or users. Again, that wasn't the case here either. I find it hard to believe that the only time these shortcuts have been used are in those raids that we read about in the newspaper, where an innocent person dies. These assaults on people's homes are high stakes and have an extremely thin margin of error. Couple that with the inherent shortcomings of relying on shady informants, a critical tool in drug policing, and you get a recipe for hundreds of innocent people wrongly terrorized and dozens more who end up dead. By my count, Katherine Johnston is number 41. Throw in nonviolent offenders and she's number 61 at least. And I'm sure I haven't even found all of those cases. Now, Radley Balco, in case you don't know it, theagitator.com, he has sort of coalesced all of these incidents that we know about, at least, of police raids gone wrong, botched, people getting shot, people dying, or just a botched police raid, and he sort of created this frapper map, this internet map that you can go and look at, and you can see how widespread this problem really is. Really, it's just a roll of the dice as to whether or not they're going to end up busting through your door next. 800-259-9231.
I'm sure this lady didn't expect that to happen to her.
Heck no, she didn't. She thought it was a group of criminals coming in. If you were 90 years old and you heard somebody busting in your door and you had a revolver next to you, what would you do?
I would think you would come up smoking.
Hour 2's on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.